Well, thank you for coming. And first, I want to give back credit to the organizer of this IoT room, because last year there was no IoT room, no embedded world. And this year we have both of them in the same room, a bigger one than the one you used to have before. So that's very great. And I'm happy to present here. So my name is Philip Koval. And today I will explain some experiment I made. So myself, I'm Philip. I used to work on open source project from Intel. I was working for Intel on Tizen. Then I moved to Samsung open source group. And now I'm available for any opportunity. So if you have, I like this area. So if you have some kind of interest, let me know. And I'm not coming alone. I have a valuable NATEX contributor. This is Alin. She can explain what depth about the system I'm using. And he's working at Sony in he's maintaining one project called Sony Open Device. That's interesting if you care about deploying open source on Sony handsets. That's something I recommend to have a look. And we are both advocates for open source and free software and contributors to the NATEX project. I will explain in detail. So first, I'm not speaking about state-of-the-art robotics, like a platform like a robotic operating system was presented yesterday. So if you have some interest, have a look at what's been done. It's mostly about experimentation for a web of twins concept. And I wanted to validate all the software, all the open source software, from reading the sensor to reach UI and UX. So don't do this on or any place that can be critical, so you're wrong. So just about robots. So you can build some from scratch today. If you can, some modules like motors, you can try to make the mechanical parts, print them, and try to assemble them. Or you buy some kits. We have everything in a single package. You can find super cheap one, but I recommend to use a for instance, MiArm is making this kind of small robot for education, and you get a higher quality. But there's many different projects in open source and open source hardware. So in the end, the question is that, okay, you have the robot, you have the motor, but you probably need a controller to make something. And how can you control them and make an IoT application of it? This is my main focus of the talk today. So if you never played with this kind of motors, so it's electrical motors, and it's quite simple to use. There is only three wires, one for the ground, one for supply, and one for a signal with where it can adjust the angle of the motors. So it's not a turning forever motors, it's just moving from one direction to another. This is what we call servo motors. And the signal is generated by a pulse width modulation. And the frequency is always the same, but you're just adjusting the when you're on a higher or lower state. So that's pretty easy for the engineering point of view. So if we want to make the challenge I have when I wanted to make this protocol, this project, I wanted to have a JavaScript application would act as a web server, just like before when it shows this NATEX with the REST API. This is very similar. So I want to expose the resource as a different HTTP endpoints to, and then able to write a value to adjust this PWM signal. And this application was made in JavaScript. I wanted to deploy it in a JavaScript runtime for made from microcontrollers. It's IoTGS. It's based on a JavaScript engine, which is quite small enough to fit into some higher-end microcontroller. And the system which this runtime is running on top of it is called NATEX. So I will go a little deeper about its why this one and why it was convenient for us. So first, I want to create this, I was looking for a development board to be quite comfortable to do it. So I needed three PWM signal hardware. This is accurate enough. So if you use a Raspberry Pi, You cannot do this. You can do some kind of emulation. It could work for the proof of concept, but this is not. You expect something more accurate and more predictable. Connectivity was mandatory, of course, and I didn't want to have too much constraint about memory, so I picked the highest range I could find. And this board was a good candidate. It's a Nucleo F767Z high. So ST is making this different kind of board. So don't be afraid about the reference. Sometimes it can be confusing, but it's based on a different kind of CPU, and this F7 is the latest generation because it's shipping a Cortex M7, which is quite powerful for, and you have a lot of resources. So this board has it has some kind of standard mapping. You are in different class of board, you are always the same. And it's supporting different kind of operating system. By default, ST has its own stack software. ARM is also promoting Embed from you.